This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.
Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
Because you are lukewarm. In other words, you're comfortable in what you are. You're comfortable that you're saved and going to heaven. You don't care that nobody else is not going. I want to be clear here. If Christ is in you, you're going to do what he did. He said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. He also said, if you follow me, I will make you fishers of men. If you are not fishing for men, the question has to be asked, are you in the body of Christ? Are you lukewarm and you're not good to anybody, not even yourself? You are just comfortable doing nothing. Because whenever we're comfortable, Satan lulls us to sleep and we will never do what Christ has us to do. If Satan is not bothering you, that means you are cooperating with him. If you are following Christ, Satan is going to be on your track. And you ask anybody in ministry, they will agree. If you're doing things for Christ, Satan will be on you. So Jesus goes on to say, look at verse 17. He told them who they were. Now listen to who they think they are. It says, because thou sayest, I am rich. They were so proud and trusting in their wealth, they weren't trusting in Christ. This is what happens when we are become self-sufficient. It's just all about me, what I can do for myself. They were saying, I am rich. Listen to the words they're saying. And increase with goods and have need of nothing. They did not need anything. I told you they was in an area that was very wealthy, an area that was a financial center. It was really covered with commerce, and they were so comfortable, they said they need nothing. And the sad thing is, they said they did not need God. This is what comfort will do for you. It will get you to forget where your bread and butter is from. And Jesus said it best. He said, without me, ye can do nothing. So the church of Laodicea had become comfortable. And they said they did not need anything. This is who they thought they were. And listen to what God says about them. At the end of 17. He says, and knowest not that thou art wretched, miserable, and poor, and blind, and naked. They were wretched. They were so callous and hardened. They didn't care about anybody else. It was only about them. So they were wretched, not knowing their condition. They were miserable. They did not feel their condition. They did not know that they were in trouble. That is the worst place to be, is not knowing where you are. God was saying that they were miserable because they did not know their state. What is your state today? Are you doing the things Christ told you to do? Or have you settled in and say, I'm going to ride it out and I'm not concerned about anybody else? That's a miserable place to be. Thinking you're someplace where you're not. We need to get to the place where Christ wants us to be.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.
This program is sponsored by Minutes of Truth.